From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama today released details of a preliminary report on the Christmas Day bombing attempt aimed at bringing down a U.S.-bound jetliner, acknowledging again that shortcomings occurred. Mr. Obama said the government needs to do a better job of, in his words, connecting the dots.
I'm directing that our intelligence community immediately begin assigning specific responsibility for investigating all leads on high-priority threats so that these leads are pursued and acted upon aggressively. Not just most of the time, but all of the time.
The president pledged government will strengthen its terrorism watch list, and he ordered the intelligence community to assign specific responsibilities for investigating leads involving high-priority threats. Mr. Obama acknowledged that terrorists will seek to thwart U.S. efforts, but said the government needs to, quote, stay one step ahead. Yemen has said the Nigerian man accused of the attempted bombing of a Detroit-bound Northwest Airlines flight was recruited by al-Qaeda in London and possibly met with a radical American Muslim cleric in Yemen. More from NPR's Dale Gavlak.
Yemen's Prime Minister Rashad al-Elmi said Omar Farouk Abdelmutallab may have met radical preacher Anwar al-Awlaki during his time in Yemen. The U.S.-born cleric has been linked to the gunman responsible for the Fort Hood shootout in November that left 13 dead. Meanwhile, Yemen has also reported that a German family and a British man believed kidnapped by al-Qaeda in June are still alive. Two German women and a Korean woman who disappeared with them were found dead soon afterwards. The group worked with a Dutch charity providing medical services. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Blackwater, the private security firm now known as Z, reached a settlement in a series of federal lawsuits today. NPR's Susanna George has reaction from Baghdad.
Seven lawsuits were filed against the private security firm formerly known as Blackwater. The firm was accused of a pattern of reckless and illegal activity. This comes just days after Iraqis were shocked by the decision of a judge to throw out charges against the five Blackwater guards accused of killing 17 Iraqi civilians when they opened fire on a crowded intersection in downtown Baghdad. Although the terms of the settlement, which have been in the works for months now, have not been released, the firm will provide some compensation to Iraqi families. Saras, the brother of one victim, says his family will not accept compensation. He said, "We lost our blood. Nothing will be equal to that." Susanna George, NPR News, Baghdad.
A surge of last-minute shopping seems to have helped out some of the nation's major retailers last month. Overall, chain store sales rose nearly 3% compared to the same period last year. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 33 points to end the session at 10,606. The Nasdaq lost a point, closing at 2,300. The S&P 500 was up 4 points today. This is NPR. Authorities now say the man who opened fire at a St. Louis manufacturing plant, killing at least 4 people and wounding 5 others, was apparently a disgruntled employee. Authorities say the shootings took place early this morning when a man armed with an assault rifle and a handgun entered the plant. Local media reports have said the gunman is believed to be among the dead. He was believed to be part of a group of employees that sued the company in 2006 over retirement losses. National Weather Service says much of Ohio, like other parts of the Midwest, will get hit with a snowstorm later today. Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles has more.
Meteorologists expect 3 to 6 inches of snow will fall in the northwest part of Ohio by tomorrow morning. State Transportation Department spokesman Scott Varner says crews have been getting ready for it.
We have more than 900 snowplows and trucks out right now across the state taking care of our interstates, state routes, and U.S. routes.
Varner says the state has used 200,000 tons of salt on Ohio's roadways so far this winter. Bitter cold temperatures are making it even harder to melt the ice that's already on the roadways. For NPR News, I'm Joe Ingles in Columbus, Ohio.
Authorities say it appears weather was a factor in a fatal crash in that state today involving a jackknife tractor trailer and a small bus transporting disabled passengers home from a rehabilitation center. Officials with the Ohio Highway Patrol say at least 4 people were killed in the crash, including the bus driver. A number of others were hurt, including one critically. The accident happened after the tractor-trailer apparently lost control in the westbound lane of Interstate 70, traveling into the eastbound lane, where it struck the bus and another vehicle. Oil prices posted a slight drop today. The price of crude was down 52 cents a barrel to close at $82.66 a barrel. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.